This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in the Gaza Strip report more than 30 Palestinians, including young children, were killed in two Israeli airstrikes overnight into Saturday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An Israeli airstrike near the southern city of Rafah on the Egyptian border killed over a dozen people, including two children. An AP cameraman filmed mourners praying by their bodies. The AP footage also showed a man lifting the covered body of a small child and placing it to his lips in a final goodbye kiss. In Gaza City in the north, Gaza's Civil Defense Department released footage of rescue workers searching through the twisted rubble of a home by flashlight after it was hit by an Israeli attack. Israel has argued that it is doing everything possible to protect civilians and has blamed Hamas for the high civilian casualties, saying its fighters make use of civilian buildings. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Human Rights Office Friday once again called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as the war between Israel and Hamas approaches its 100th day on Sunday. Speaking to reporters via remote from Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell said over the 14 weeks of the fighting, more than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed, and civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including homes, hospitals, water systems, and even the UN's own facilities, have been widely damaged and destroyed.
As UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has repeatedly urged, there must be an immediate ceasefire on human rights and humanitarian grounds. A ceasefire to end the appalling suffering and loss of life and to allow the prompt and effective delivery of humanitarian aid to a population facing shocking levels of hunger and disease.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ruling Party candidate Lai Ching-te has emerged victorious in Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have conceded. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The result of Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary election will chart the trajectory of relations with China over the next 4 years. Ho Yo-i, the opposition KMT presidential candidate, apologized for the outcome of the race, saying that he didn't work hard enough to bring about victory for his party. China considers Taiwan its own, and following the election, Taiwan's Taiwan Affairs Office said that Taiwan independence is incompatible with peace. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Officials in Ukraine say Russia fired dozens of missiles overnight into early Saturday. Reuters quoted local officials as saying air defenses shot down missiles in at least five regions across Ukraine. No details were given regarding targets that were hit, nor were there any immediate reports of casualties. The French news agency AFP quoted Air Force officials as saying the Russian attack included a wide range of weapons, including cruise, ballistic, anti-aircraft missiles, and drones. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak traveled to Kyiv Friday to unveil a nearly $3.2 billion in new military funding for Ukraine, Britain's largest annual commitment since Russia invaded the country 2 years ago. Sunak said he was sending a message to Ukraine on behalf of his nation and Ukraine's allies around the world that they will never be alone, which he said was an important message to send.
Our opponents around the world believe that we have neither the patience nor resources for long wars. So waver now, and we embolden not just Putin, but his allies in North Korea, Iran, and elsewhere.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he also met Friday with the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine's Economic Recovery, Penny Pritzker, and he said they are eagerly awaiting the decision of the U.S. Congress regarding further support for Ukraine. The World Health Organization reminded the world Friday that COVID-19 is still out there and is still deadly. In an interview with the French news agency AFP, WHO COVID technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove said they're still getting reports of fatalities, as many as 10,000 a month, with more than half of those reported from the United States and another 1,000 from Italy. And she said they're only receiving data from 50 countries, so the number of deaths from COVID is likely much larger.
By the end of 2023, 31st of December, more than 7 million people have been reported to WHO as having died from COVID-19. We know that that number is certainly higher, so we expect that the actual true number is at least three times higher. So those 7 million deaths are COVID only, which is truly astonishing.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.